Welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad you guys are here with us this week. Your age is just a number. Always remember that. As we get older and we go through our changes, we'll call them, we seem to shy away from maybe trying new things. Many of us are set in our own ways and we're full of excuses of why we shouldn't try something new. This can really discourage us and create feelings that crush or even spoil the excitement that comes when you dream a new dream. So how can we overcome all of this? And we're going to talk a little bit about that and how to control that mindset and go after whatever that dream is, because you're not too old. Again, age is just a number. That's our discussion this week. Sit back and enjoy.
I was supposed to go back last week.
Right.
And it got extended a week, which is great.
Which is great because this gives us a chance to do our podcast right here together in Five Star, which is really, you know what? It's where our friendship started.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty amazing. How many years ago now?
I was going to say seven.
2013, I think.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, so right around there. So,
that's what I thought.
So it's kind of fun to be in here, actually.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it. It's kind of neat.
Anytime I'm in here, and this is absolutely no joke, anytime I'm in here, I'm like, wow, I love this place.
Yeah.
I really love it here. But yeah, this is cool. This is different.
This is different. There's so many great memories.
I think your knee just touched my knee.
But anyway, we're here in Five Star, and it just brings me back to the day I walked in this facility. And, you know, one of our topic tonight is you are never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream. And it's ironic that we're doing this podcast here because I was 42.
Yeah.
I was 42 years old going on 43 when I started at Five Star. I needed something in my life at the time due to some, you know, personal stuff that I was going through with the loss of my brother. And Five Star, you know, Nate was coming here.
Yep.
So Nate was coming here, and I just saw the energy and just the amazing things that Five Star was doing for people. And I was actually challenged by Miss Karen to step on the mats. And I said, no, I don't have the time. I had every excuse the book, every excuse. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I really should try it because I need to do something. So I did. And I think it was the first week I was hooked.
Oh, man.
Dude, I was so hooked
on
martial arts and just the training and the discipline and just the environment that Five Star created for me to have a stress release was absolutely incredible. So I immediately signed up for the Black Belt Journey.
Yep.
And that was my goal. And I thought I would never, ever, ever make it. I never thought I would make it. I figured I'd get through a few belts and that would be it. But some of the stuff that is just instilled in every student that comes here to this, you know, dojo is just the training, the environment, the family that's built around it, and just the comfort that everybody, you know, gives each other and the support everybody gives each other, and then pushing each other to a point where you're doing things you never thought you could do at 43.
Right.
I'm 49 now and I'm a second degree black belt.
Yes.
It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, it's phenomenal. Think about phenomenal. That's my word, man.
Okay. So if you're listening, grab an adult beverage. And every time you hear the word phenomenal tonight, enjoy.
Yeah. So anytime we say what? Phenomenal, spot on.
100%.
100%. That's always.
Oh my God. What else? There's another one.
Let's stick with those three. Spot on, phenomenal, or 100%. Take a sip of your drink. If you're not a drinker, do push-ups.
There you go.
Do 10 push-ups every time you hear one of those words.
That's right.
Oh, 100%, man.
100%.
100%.
That was so 100% phenomenally.
Spot on. It was. Tell you just quick. So one of the, obviously with what we do, even before we started the fitness stuff back when, just on even the martial arts side, we'd have adults and to this day in martial arts and fitness, to this day, we have the same thing happen, is we have adults who will tell us they really want to do it, whether it's the spin boxing, the karate, they want to do it, they want to be healthy, they want to be a part of it, and they don't because they want to get into shape first.
Yeah.
They're afraid that they aren't in enough shape to do one or the other. They want to start off slower and get into it. And the reality is for most of us, that is an excuse on not doing it. It's just going to set us back, really, whether, and you know, we're talking about five-star a lot. This could be anything.
Anything.
Make it happen. Right. Like, jump into it. 42 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old. I mean, for any of you that know my father, who he's out here on the mats teaching, he's 60 years old. He trains, he teaches, he works out all the time. You know, he's constantly setting new goals and has new dreams. And, you know, there's no limit. There's no age limit on any of it.
No, he's right? Phenomenal.
Yeah, he is. He's
100% phenomenal.
Spot on. What's another word?
Spot on.
That is spot on. He, you know, he's a great example of it, as are many. I mean, all of our members.
So how old was your dad when he started this?
So I was a yellow belt, which was probably around 89.
Wow.
So if we did the math, he had to be what, in his 30s? Does that? No, that wasn't that long. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
40s?
No, 89 was
a long time ago.
I graduated high school that year, so 31 years ago.
Okay. So it's 31 years ago. Yeah, so he was 29, right?
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
30 years old-ish.
But still, you think of like martial, anything, like you said, you think of something like that. You don't, as you age.
Right. You don't think you're going to do that.
No, you never think, I can't right. do that. That's, you
karate,
know.
Karate is for
A,
kids.
I'm not flexible enough. I mean, every
right.
excuse in the book. I know where I was going with that. But other than it's phenomenal that your dad started, you know, in his late 20s or early 30s. I started when I was 42. And there's so many other stories.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Just like you said, just here. And now think about that. Maybe something at work, you know, maybe you're looking at a promotion and you're kind of shying away from it. Maybe there's something in your personal life, your home life. Maybe there's a hobby that you've always wanted to try, but you've been stressed out over. Maybe it could be too overwhelming in the beginning. And you shy away from it. It can be anything at all. You are not too old to try something new. You're not too old to have bigger dreams.
I think a lot of people are afraid of failure. I think a lot of people are afraid of trying something new.
I 100%
and being the new person.
I am 100% afraid of failure.
Yeah.
And it's taken me a lot of self-searching or self-soul searching or whatever to understand. And I've been reading a lot of books lately.
Oh, yeah.
And I've come to understand that so many people fail, and that's why they've succeeded.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I guess I never really grasped that.
Right.
I was too afraid to fail. I felt like I had to achieve and achieve and achieve no matter what I did. So I would shy away from things.
Yep. I think the majority of adults are that way, especially like you said earlier, especially as we age, you know, 30's not old, 40's not old.
Easy.
I said it's not. 50 and 60 are not old in my opinion.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was phenomenal. For you. That was for you and my dad. So to, I don't know where I was going with that, but you're afraid to be a beginner. So you want the results. And we talk often about fitness because that's what we do. So, but it's about anything. Like you said, new job, promotion, this, that, the other thing, fitness. We want the results, but a lot of people are afraid to start. So with this podcast, let's make the takeaway, like one of the biggest takeaways, like start, right?
Start.
Get started.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Whether it's a fitness journey, if you don't have something that you're looking forward to, if you don't have a goal, you know, in the book that we talked about last week, was that last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago, the front row.
Yeah.
There.
Front
row factor. In that book, one of the things that he speaks of, and I believe this wholeheartedly, is having hope. So for Stephanie and I, you know, we always plan vacations or plan something. We're always planning something, And the excitement you have right when it starts, right when that planning period starts, all the way up to the event, that's that hope and that's that excitement. If you don't have something that you are excited about right now, mm-hmm. if you don't have something that you can't wait for it to be here, or you can't wait to start it, or even you can't wait to, we'll say, finish it, the end result, right? That six-pack abs, whatever it is. Come up with that. Figure out something that would excite you and make that happen. Start with that. You know, so it's similar to the topic we're talking about. It's a little off topic, which is what I tend to do, but have that goal. If you have nothing right now where you're like, oh, well, sure, I'm never too old to dream or have a goal, but I don't know what to do. I don't have a goal. I don't have a dream. Come up with something. What would make you excited? What would you be excited about? What would you right. be happy about? So I think that's super important. I think it's a great takeaway from this is to come up with a goal, come up with a dream, something that you can be excited about and start now, because the excitement starts in the planning process and it's going to continue with you all the way to the end. Now there'll be hiccups. We all know that there's going to be obstacles, but having that end goal in mind, there's nothing like that feeling. Do you know what I'm talking about?
100%.
I knew you were going to say that.
100%. I got the idea of skydiving from one of our listeners.
Really?
Yes. Kathy. I'm sure Kathy. Yeah. Kathy comments a lot.
Yeah. I feel Kathy, like I know her.
Kathy took her father, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong, I think for his 80th birthday, skydiving. So that's what I'm talking about, right? You're and that's what we're talking old. About. You are never too old.
Wow.
80 years old. He jumped out of a plane. That's just incredible.
It's wow. It is incredible.
Right.
So let's do this. Why don't we end? Do you want to end this here?
Yeah, let's end this.
Why don't we end this here and do us a favor? And Tim mentions this. If you think that anybody can benefit from anything that we say, share it. Share it with your friends. Get it out there. But on top of that, this week, comment on our posts, any of them on Facebook. We're on a bunch of the different Facebook pages, including our new one. Comment and let us know what your goal is. What is your dream? Like, it can be anything. So I'm talking about my fifth degree black belt. You're talking about jumping out of an airplane.
Right.
It can be anything.
What's everybody else doing?
What do you guys want? What do you want to do? And let's have fun with this. Let's see if we can't even help maybe hold people accountable, have fun. When I say hold accountable, I mean like, check in with you and say, hey, let's make this happen.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, like tomorrow, I think we should contact whoever we got to contact for skydiving, because I think it'd make a great podcast too.
Yeah.
Like your whole journey, like.
It would be awesome. Just record all of it.
But anyhow.
Me screaming.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Remember that commercial, the pig hanging his head off with the Geico
commercial? Yeah, the Geico commercial.
I'd be like that.
That would Whee! Be Wee. Oh my God, you sound just Whee! Like it. You sound just like it.
What's his name, Maxwell?
I
can't remember his name.
Let's do this. So we're ending this, right? This is the end?
This is the end of, yeah.
But did you bring your game?
Oh, yeah, I did. Hang on. You keep talking.
Oh, I don't know what else to say. What do you guys want to talk about? 90s music?
One question.
So here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to end this podcast. And what I think would be cool is if we possibly ended a bunch of podcasts like this. So if you guys remember the game we played last week, Tim, how did you pronounce it? Haiji? Haigu?
Hang on, I got a
thing. What the shut up, guys. Guys, listen. Dude, what do I do? Do I call 911? I'm serious. Don't push it in deeper. He's got his headphone. His headphone earpiece is stuck in his ear. Dude, don't freak out. I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. 10. I guess you wouldn't call 911. No. You could go to the urgent care.
No. I don't know. I probably just – my next move would probably be
– You just put it back in your ear.
I did.
That's stupid.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's play. Hi-G? How do you spell it? Or how do you pronounce it? Hagu?
Huga.
Huga.
Which right. I still don't get the spelling of it.
It makes no sense.
Huga.
It's got to be a different language.
Pick a card.
All right, so we'll just do one each?
All right, one each. I'm grabbing this one here.
If you could spend a whole day with any person, who would it be? Anybody.
A whole day with anybody.
Who would it be?
This is so hard when you're on the spot.
I know.
I could spend a whole day
with any person. That's the tough part. Tough part about this game is that we do it on the spot like this.
Yeah.
But at this, just like when you asked me my song.
Do you know who I'd love to spend the whole day with?
No, that's the question. Tell us.
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock would be cool.
Dude, just how awesome would that
if be? If you hang out with The Rock, I'll hang out with Kevin Hart so we can all hang out together.
All right. His day's got it. I bet you his day starts at 3 a.m. and goes till midnight. I bet you he's just.
You think so?
I think he's a machine. I think he just, maybe he goes to bed a little earlier, but.
We should find out what time The Rock goes to bed.
Yeah. But I.
That's a good one.
Could you imagine?
No.
Hanging out with him, getting up, doing his routine?
No, he's a cool dude.
I'd be dead after one day.
Just based on what we see on TV.
But. Dead after one day.
All right, so The Rock, I like
him. He's a great guy.
I like it.
I wish I knew him personally, actually.
Yeah, we don't really know.
Back that up, but.
We don't really know.
Everything I read, everything I see about him seems awesome.
Seems pretty cool.
Your turn. Who? What would you? The same question.
Oh, we do the same question.
Same question.
Oh, where is
who
that?
Who would you hang out with? Yeah.
Jeez. Other than like my wife.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This has got to be like something bigger.
Yeah, you can't like.
I like hanging out with my wife, dude. What I do, but
I'm gonna get in trouble because Paul said his wife. You said The Rock.
Just. It's only one person though. I got three of you guys. It's just so. No, you're all my favorites. So.
I guess
No, it's too late.
Now I know.
I'm sorry.
Now I feel like.
I'm sorry. Just edit that out. She's never going to know.
I'm a horrible person.
No, you're not. I know you thought it, but we had to think deeper.
I didn't mention my wife. Didn't mention
you
my
son.
You
would have, though. You would have.
I hate this game.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin it.
We got a live audience here, by the way.
Paul, Michael, and Matthew, my boys, are here.
Yes.
I mean, I'll be – so here's – gosh, there's so many I would pick, but – like, I'm going to pick Kevin Hart because I think we could all hang out. Like, you could hang out with The Rock and I hang out with Kevin Hart. We all hang out together.
Can you name one good and one bad thing about the American way of life?
Oh, Jesus. The kids are giggling. Even the kids are giggling. All right, read that one more time.
Yes. Can you name one good and one bad thing about the American way of life?
I would say, as in our society, something that is a bad thing that I don't like is that we don't necessarily value other people's differences and opinions all the time, and that we'd rather argue and fight and try to get somebody to see things our way instead of spending time seeing things their way. Does that make sense?
100%.
Spot on. So I would say that's the bad. You look like you wanted to chime in.
I do want to chime in.
What do you got?
On top of that, this country was built on differences.
On differences. Thank you.
It was built on, I mean, the founding fathers, this is why our country has the freedom of speech and everything, that we're allowed to have different opinions. We're allowed to, you know, I think what you're trying to say is really maybe how we come across, maybe too strong sometimes with those opinions, which quite frankly pisses other people off that don't agree with your opinion.
Right.
And I feel that, you know, we get that.
The conflict.
You know, the conflict, and which it's okay to have different
opinions.
That's what makes us better. That's what makes us stronger. And it's not always going to go your way.
Right.
And sometimes you're going to have to realize that. And man, that's everywhere. You see that. You're right. An American way of life. You see that in your workplace.
Yes.
You see it in your, even in your home. Yeah. If you want to, if you know, you decide to take a career path change, you can.
Yep.
You just can do it. Anything you can dream of.
You can make it happen.
You can make it happen. And that is because.
Absolutely.
Of the American way.
100%.
So, you know, it's just, it's amazing. When you really start thinking deeply about our country, as much of a mess as it is right now, it's still the greatest country in the world.
Yep.
Because of the way of life and because of the American people. And I love I love the way the American people always step up in times of crisis. They always are giving and they always are caring. Even though right now we're in trying times, we know deep down there are so many great things happening.
Absolutely.
There's so many great things the American people are doing for the pandemic. There's so many great things the American people are trying to wrap their arms and love around the Black Lives Matter movement. And I know there's a lot of debate and a lot of controversy with all of that, but I think deep down the country as a whole, this is when we do our best work.
Right.
Because of our American way.
I agree. I love it. I think you nailed it, man.
Thanks, Paul.
We got a standing ovation from the audience. So that's it, man.
These kids.
That's this week's all episode. Right.
Yeah.
Guys, we're gonna remind you. We're gonna remind you. Somebody get this kid. I hope you guys can hear his giggle. We just want to remind you guys, we only get one chance here on this earth. Love life, enjoy every moment. And if we have learned anything recently, don't take anything for granted.
Spot on. We'll see you guys next week.